Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. This is the next in a series of recordings about the relationship between Paul and Timothy. Their relationship still has an impact even today. And we're looking at the things that made their relationship work as Paul trained Timothy to draw out of him the gifts that God had given him so that he could be effective as a Christian. And I think we can learn many things today about how to help one another to develop and mature the gifts that God has given us. Today we're going to be talking about the fact that Timothy was willing to face the fear, of being with Paul and being involved in the mission with Paul. We're going to focus particularly on the passage in Acts chapter 17, verses 13 to 15. It says there, "But when the Jews in Thessalonica learned that Paul was preaching the word of God at Berea, some of them went there too, agitating the crowds and stirring them up. The believers immediately sent Paul to the coast, but Silas and Timothy stayed at Berea. Those who escorted Paul brought him to Athens and then left with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible." Fear. Timothy was willing to face the fear. I don't know about you, but I don't like being afraid. But in the end, we're all influencing other people, either with fear or with faith. It seems to me that I'm growing in my fears or I'm growing in my faith, and the people around me are helping me with my fear to grow or my faith in growing, and I myself am influencing others to greater fear or greater faith. Now, Timothy is somebody who is sometimes known as being rather timid. It seems that the reason why Paul writes to him in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 and says, "The Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." The reason why Paul wrote that is because Timothy surely struggled with timidity. Well, he may be struggled a bit with timidity, but in my book, he's still a brave man. To stay in Berea after Paul had left, knowing what could happen to him, must have taken a great deal of courage. I think Timothy is a brave man, perhaps timid compared to Paul and compared to Jesus, and we've all got to grow in our courage, but I think Timothy was probably a lot more courageous than me. He was a young man of great faith. How did he have the courage to stay there? I think he had the courage to stay there in a dangerous and terrifying situation because he had already seen a lot of faith in Paul during times of great trial. He'd seen Paul in good situations. In Acts 16, Lydia is converted, the slave girl silenced, the jailer and his family are converted. There are a lot of other conversions in Acts 17, verse 4 and 12. He's also seen Paul's faith in difficult situations, the indignity of being stripped, beaten, flogged, and imprisoned in Acts 16, 22-24, being smuggled away, the indignity of that in chapter 17, verses 10 and 14. Timothy saw all of that, and he saw Paul's response. Paul's response was one of faith. The key in providing a model of faith to other people, being a Paul to somebody, is not to be able to anticipate everything that could happen, or even to know how to handle it before it happens, but to be sure to respond to whatever does happen with faith. Paul did this, and it inspired Timothy to respond with faith when he was in a dangerous situation, not to lose his faith or to lose his convictions. And so that is why, even though Paul has to be sent away, that Timothy stays in Berea. I admire his faith, and I'm inspired by it. Next time, we will be looking at how Timothy lived by faith, not just faced the fear. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.